Iowa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Monica Ricks. Ukraine's president made a personal plea to members of Congress today for more aid in its war with Russia.
American leadership is crucial, is keeping this unity together, a unity that serves the entire free world.
Without it, President Biden says the Kremlin will win. But there's not much movement happening on Capitol Hill. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Chris, we're all set. Negotiators told us late today they're still weeks away, likely from getting a deal. The hardliners in the U.S. House may not go for it. One Democratic negotiator told us you can't think of a more vexing, complicated issue to put onto a Ukraine.
This is where the party is at tonight in the Chippewa Valley and live from Eau Claire North High School. It's Eau Claire High school girls basketball this evening. The Eau Claire Memorial Old Aves face the Eau Claire North Huskies in not only a Big Rivers Conference matchup, but the first of two intra-city showdowns on the regular season schedule. I'm Scott Montesano, joined in a moment by Derek Montesano, welcoming you into our coverage from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap. Tip off is scheduled for 7. And before then, we'll set the scene for you here at Eau Claire North High. North entered the season with a new head coach, Debbie Peterson, and has gone 4-2 to start with a 2-1 mark in conference play. Peterson is new to the Huskies on the sidelines, but has been in the high school game for a while, and she has some experienced players on the floor to work with, notably Ellie O'Keefe, who is one of the conference's best scores and has been a growing force for the Huskies ever since she was a freshman. As for Memorial, Brandon Fanningfield has the likes of Jordan Meade and Raina Welsh helping to lead them to a 5-1 record overall and 2-1 in the conference. Memorial has won 5 straight in this intra-city rivalry and looks to extend that trend tonight. Derek, some initial thoughts.
Well, this is the first of two in the series. Rate hike so pause when it releases this is its final for the early the bragging rights in the city. Schlesinger. Will it be about early light blue or will it be purple
to afford what
here to begin as we are starting to get through the early season?
And again, these games count every bit the same as games in January and February. Both these teams come in one game out atop the BRC as well. We'll step aside when we return. We chat with the head coach of the Eau Claire North Huskies, Debbie Peterson, as coverage of Eau Claire High School basketball continues from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
That guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude.
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Ah, the Crosstown Showdown in girls basketball from Eau Claire North High. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano will rejoin us in a moment. The North Huskies and the Memorial Old Ames. Prior to tonight's game, we had a chance to catch up with the new head coach of Eau Claire North, Debbie Peterson. First year on the sidelines with the Huskies, though many years with Altoona, and before that in the All right, we should be. Oh, I think. All right, we're back with you, folks. Sorry about that. Sometimes the hamster falls off the wheel and you end up losing power, so we had a little power glitch here at Eau Claire North High, but we're back with you. Scott Montesano and Derek Montesano with you. North and Memorial getting ready for this one. As I said before, we had a chance to catch up with Debbie Peterson prior to tonight's game, head coach of the Eau Claire North Huskies. And the first thing I had her do was, they're a couple of weeks into the season now, the Huskies. What has she learned about her team?
Yeah, there's definitely still a learning curve. And one of the things that I've liked is that the girls have embraced all the challenges we've thrown at them. You know, having a new coach, a completely new system, completely new style of play for the girls, they haven't backed down. And seeing from game one to game two to game four, five, six, seeing all the little adjustments that they've made, and the pieces are starting to fall into place and really starting to come together.
You're obviously somebody that's been around the area for a little bit. That being said, first time really with a chance to get involved with this North Memorial rivalry. How excited are you for it?
This is what we live for. Like, this is the crosstown game. Like, this is it. I mean, it's going to be hopefully a full gym and lots of energy, lots of excitement. Pep Band is going to be here, and the girls are fired up and ready. Like, this is fantastic.
As you said, there's kind of a feeling out process the first few weeks, and you was taking over here just a few months ago. What do you think your team does well right now? What are the strengths of the team right now?
I think the girls really do a good job of rallying around each other. Like, we talk about not having to be perfect, but having to have each other's backs and being willing to cover for each other. And the girls do a great job of, if we make a mistake, if a teammate makes a mistake, of going and rallying and supporting to make up for that and to cover for each other.
Things looking at Memorial that you're keeping an eye on?
Obviously, Raina down in the post. I mean, we got to get a body on her. We got to play her physical. We can't back away from that. And then, honestly, just taking care of the ball. Like, Memorial is disciplined in their press, and they're good at reading passes, and so we need to make sure that we're taking care of the little things with how we're executing our offense.
Who's been stepping up for you guys so far?
I mean, it's been different every single game. That's been the fun thing this year, is it might be Addie Shepler one game, and then Ellie O'Keefe. Hope Bushendorf just had a big game for us. Jaden Smith has gotten hot. So it's just take your pick, and that's the fun thing, is that as coaches, we know at some point all of them are going to be on the same night, and it's going to be spectacular.
As a coach, and you know, in high school, there's many a time where there's that one player that averages 20, 30 points, and teams can have success with that.
20, 30 points a game or whatever, like that's fun. But at the same time, if we can just consistently play well and take care of us and control what we can control, then it doesn't matter who has the big night. Like, averages will average out.
And once again, that was the head coach of the Eau Claire North Huskies, Debbie Peterson. Eau Claire North and Eau Claire Memorial, the crosstown showdown in girls basketball coming up in about 10 minutes from now. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll go through tonight's starting lineups. We'll have the national anthem, and we'll have the opening tip of this ball game. North and Memorial girls basketball tonight from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back inside of Eau Claire North High. Scott Montesano with you. North Huskies and the Memorial Dames in girls basketball in about 10 minutes from now. Scott with you, Derek with us as well tonight. And Derek, before we get to tonight's starting lineups, we said it last week when it was Altoona against Osceola. People say it for any game. Same thing is true here. It might be December, but this game counts every bit the same as games that will be played in a month or two from now, right?
Yep, I 100% agree with that.
Well, what are your thoughts overall on the atmosphere of this one as both teams continue to get warmed up?
Well, it's pretty much a packed house here today. We got the pep band here, and overall just a, well, packed house.
By the way, Derek will, he will not let his bias show today. Derek is a student at South Middle School, which is in the footprint of Memorial. In fact, one of your classmates is here today to root on Memorial, but you're gonna call this one right down the line, right?
Yep, I'm not showing any bias in this one.
By the way, the student body is here tonight. The student body for North is split today because there's a boys hockey game as well. So some of the students going to the boys hockey game, though many of the students have still made their way for this one. You still have another girls basketball showdown at Memorial coming up later on, and the two boys basketball games as well. But this one, a big one, even though it is still just December 12th. Both these teams come in at 2-1 in the Big Rivers Conference, trailing Menominee and Hudson, who are already at 3-0. So I'm going to keep saying it, just like your parents, just like your grandparents would keep telling you to show up early for things, or they remind you to clean behind your ears. It's annoying, but it's true. Don't fall victim to the fact, well, it's only early. If you lose this game, it's not necessarily fatal, but the team that wins this game is going to have that all-important leg up. Now, some things to look for today. You heard Debbie Peterson talk about it. If North's going to win, they got to figure out a way to try to hold back Raina Welsh, who's got that size underneath for Memorial. Memorial also has Jordan Peed back, outstanding senior guard for them. As for North, while Debbie Peterson sort of downplayed having one or two stars on her team, she does have the junior Ellie O'Keefe, who's been outstanding ever since her freshman year. And right now, she's averaging 17 points per game entering action here, and she's got a good supporting cast. Adeline Shepler has been coming on, just a sophomore is she. Well, we're just about ready for the national anthem tonight. The pep band has taken up space opposite of us, so we will pause as from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, USA, the Eau Claire North pep band with our national anthem.
Of Mr. Joseph McCausland plays our national anthem.
Nice rendition of our national anthem from the Eau Claire North Pep Band. And with that, let's get to tonight's starting lineups. First for the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes, they are at 5-1 overall, 2-1 in the BRC. Brandon Fanning, the longtime head coach. They'll start the senior, Jordan Peed, junior, Ashlyn Schroeder, sophomore, Lydia Palmier, a sophomore, Rhea Shaw, and the junior, Raina Welsh. Peed, Schroeder, Palmier, Shaw, and Welsh. Memorial, by the way, only 10 players are rostered for them, and their JV team only has, I think, 10 as well. So numbers are down for any number of reasons for Eau Claire Memorial. 10 players, though, is still plenty to be able to be competitive in basketball. Now for the Eau Claire North Huskies, Debbie Peterson in her first year. The Huskies are at 4-2 overall, 2-1 in the conference. They'll start the junior, Ellie O'Keefe, the senior, Jaden Smith, the junior, Hope Bushendorf, a junior, Novalyn Santana, and a sophomore in Adeline Shepler. It's O'Keefe, Smith, Bushendorf, Santana, and Shepler for the Eau Claire North Huskies. Well, Derek, you ready for this one?
Oh, you bet I am.
Derek, by the way, will keep stats. We'll have stats at the half for you tonight as well. It's a great crowd here, especially since it's a Tuesday in December. You still have pockets, though, of empty bleachers on both sides, the pull-out bleachers opposite of us, and on the side you and I are at. By the way, we view this game tonight from the top row of the bleachers on the side where the benches are, so a view high atop courtside here at Eau Claire North High. In the first half, Eau Claire North will head from left to right across your radio dial. They're wearing the white, trimmed in the Columbia blue. Meanwhile, Memorial in the dark purple, they'll head right to left across your radio dial or computer device, depending on how you're following us today, either at 93.5 FM or online at echometownradio.com. Ball game underway, opening tap control by Memorial. They'll get the first kick of the can in this one. To the left side, here's Shaw driving on through, high off the glass with the left hand. No, but she got fouled on the drive, fouled by Ellie O'Keefe, and they're going to give her a couple of shots. So Reyes Shaw to the line to shoot a pair for Memorial. Memorial has won five straight in this crosstown showdown. North's last win, though, was a big one. They won in the 2001 regional finals against Memorial. But since then, the Old Abes have won each of the last five. Shaw made the first free throw, splashes in the second one as well. And Memorial out to the 2-0 lead. Memorial does come out in the full court press. Debbie Peterson had told us about that before the game. Adeline Scheffler, though, is able to zigzag her way across the line. Drives into the lane, pulls up, throws it back outside to Bushendorf. Now to O'Keefe at midcourt. O'Keefe will penetrate on in with the left hand. Goes to the right, off the glass with the right hand. Too strong off the window. And Welsh the rebound for Memorial. Shaw to the front court. Near side, leaves it near side of the line for Peed. Tried to feed underneath the Welsh, off her fingertips, picks it back up along the baseline, throws it outside to Shaw. Shaw stopping 5 feet outside of the lane, and then she'll spit it back outside as Memorial will reload on the offense. Pep Band opposite of us, ready to play some more music, but right now resting. Student Body sitting down as well, opposite of us, looking for a reason to get engaged in this one. Well, here's Shaw underneath again for Memorial. She's fouled going up, and Shaw will go to the line to shoot a pair again. Got the foul. Looks like on Sans Hannah, which will be, well, they're calling it her second. I thought they had gotten O'Keefe on the first foul, but it looks like Sans Hannah, they've given her both of the early fouls, so Sans Hannah will already go to the bench. She's collected two early fouls in this one. Shaw, by the way, missed the first free throw. The righty second shot. Off the back rim, no. Rebound along the baseline goes off the fingertips of North's Hope Bushendorf. Out of bounds, and the ball back to Memorial.
Well, what can you say other than just couldn't get that rebound?
Ab Bushendorf had it for a moment, but it was like seeing a candy cane fall off your fingertips and go down the storm sewer. Ah, but out at midcourt, Ellie O'Keefe, a steal for North. She'll come the other way. A wild shot with the right hand as Shaw was back on defense, and the shot's no good. Now Shaw running the floor with one defender back. She'll put up a shot over Scheffler. Can't get that one to go. And then the ball will careen out of bounds off of a North player across the baseline and be Memorial ball.
Well, wild series of events there. Some steals and, well, what can you say?
Ball play to Shaw, left block, can't score for Memorial. Offensive rebound, Welsh, and Welch, she can't get the putback to fall, but she's fouled, and Welsh to the line to shoot two. 16-24 left in the first half. 2-0 Memorial have yet to have a field goal in this game. Memorial already getting their fifth and sixth free throws, and Welsh is able to bury that one there. 3-0 in favor of Memorial. Already three fouls on North. Not just 2 minutes in. Hell, Welsh splashes in the second free throw. It's 4-0 in favor of Memorial. We've seen O'Keefe get a couple of looks for North. Off to our right, hasn't been able to get either shot to go. Too strong off the window both times, but she gets 17 points a game. You know she'll get hers. Free throw line extended, Bushendorf. Finds a cutting O'Keefe underneath, and O'Keefe again cannot finish underneath. Rebound Memorial, and they'll bring it to the front court. So O'Keefe still trying to find the rhythm there, like trying to find the perfect mix of eggnog to gingerbread cookies this time of year. As we go the other way, ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Memorial ball as they'll trigger it underneath the hoop. They attack down to our left. Schroeder will throw it in, near side to Palmier. Giving it to Welsh, right block goes off her shins. Loose ball on the deck, they dive on the floor. And coming up with the wrapping paper is Bushendorf for North. 4-0 Memorial, but North has the ball early in the first half. O'Keefe drives on through, tries a fake pass to get her defender up in the air. Doesn't work, her shot knocked away. But it will stay North ball as the ball goes out of bounds across the baseline. Nice move there by O'Keefe, who tried the pump fake on the pass as he drove on through, but the defender didn't buy it. O'Keefe will throw it in underneath the hoop. Outlets it out to midcourt, where it's taken by Jane and Smith. Near side line for Scheffler. Scheffler tries to curl into the lane, walled off, though, by Adams for Memorial. O'Keefe, three ball, left side, off the back heel, no. Up like an eagle, down like a wet dog for the rebound, though, is Smith for North. Got it back to O'Keefe, left block, high off the glass, and this time she scores. Ellie O'Keefe high off the glass, able to drop that one on through. But an and one the other way for Memorial as Lydia Palmer scoots on through the lane, scores with the left hand and was fouled. So Palmer the bucket and the harm and will go to the line trying to complete a three-point play with their team up by a score of 6-2. Foul, by the way, was on Adams, her first, team's fourth.
Well, that just shows you we've only seen two completed field goals in this one.
The lefty, Palmier, able to make the free throw, and it's a 7-2 lead for the Old A's. So a 7-2 lead for them. Right now, their largest. North the basketball, trying to find a rhythm offensively 3 minutes into this game. O'Keefe, left-hand dribble, knee-high, has it between the wheels. She'll look up and survey the scene there like watching snow fall on Christmas morning. Got it off to the left side, a long three on the way by Kurtara Smith. That's too strong, and the rebound to Memorial. Shaw darts on through, an underhand shot underneath. That won't fall with the right hand, and the ball back to North. North basketball down by five. O'Keefe, top of the key, got it to the left side. This is Shepler. Shepler's had a couple of big games recently. Passed O'Keefe left side of the line for three, bottoms. Ellie O'Keefe for three. And the lead down to 7-5. We'll see if Memorial is able to bounce back as O'Keefe has all five of North's points so far. Shaw, left side of the lane, handing it off to Palmier. Stopped at the elbow, jump shot, banks it in off the glass. Well, that backboard is there for a reason, Derek. Take full advantage of it, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Palmier, the two-point hoop. It's 9-5 in favor of Memorial. And a foul here on Memorial is driving into the front court. Was Haley Lavoie for North and took a reach-in foul from Rhea Shaw, her first, and Memorial's first as a team. Non-shooting foul. O'Keefe will throw it in right in front of the Memorial bench. Down and to our right, Brandon Fanning, head coach for Memorial, standing. He's off near the corner with his left hand on his chin as he watches the action in front of him. By the way, Fanning going with the shirt and tie combo, which you still see a lot in high school, but in college and the pros, the coaches now wear the track suits. It'll stay. North ball is along the baseline. Was Ava O'Keefe for North. She had the ball fingertipped off of her hands out of bounds. It'll stay North ball. Ava O'Keefe's now going to take a seat on the bench. Her sister Ellie O'Keefe, though, will stay in the game already with those 5 points. Here's Jaden Smith at midcourt. Bullets a pass high out right for Lavoie. Lavoie feeding it underneath for Buschendorf. Pump fakes, tries to lean in on Welsh. Now a bounce pass to a wide open player at the left block, and unable to finish was Haley Lavoie. And then a foul on the ensuing rebound on North. Well, they let a lot go there for Buschendorf, Derek. She had a shoulder right into the suplex of Raina Welsh. But Welsh was not going to budge at all. And then a smart play there. She found a wide open Haley Lavoie, who had snuck behind everybody in the back door. But she could not score at the left block. 9-5 in favor of Memorial. That foul, by the way, was on Buschendorf, her second, team's fifth. Right side for Memorial. A three on the way. Bottoms for Lydia Palmier. Palmier's got 8 points. And it's 12-5 in favor. Favor of Memorial, they're up by 7.
This is an 8-point performance from her.
O'Keefe left open from the right side, and she'll just walk towards the hoop and score with the right hand off the glass. Everybody had split there, if you will, and gave her a wide open path to the Christmas buffet. Memorial ball, they lead 12-7, a 5-point lead. Here's Jordan Pete into the lane, a runner with the right hand, no. Oh, but Buschendorf has the ball go off her hands, out of bounds, back to Memorial. Ah, oh, Buschendorf's going to want that ball back right there. That ball came right to her, but sort of like the Grinch who had the hoo-hash come off of his possession, she just could not maintain control.
Yeah, that's one you're going to want back. You had the ball in your hands and just couldn't keep it.
Chance up close for Memorial and unable to finish underneath was Andy Sikora. She had a lot of, was Cora Graham. She could not score though, had a lot of traffic around her. North the ball, now O'Keefe into the lane, tries to score with a right-hand hook shot. She got whacked on the arm, though, and O'Keefe, Ellie O'Keefe, to the line, where she's going to shoot two. Foul will be on Aurora Woodford, a senior for Memorial, her first team second. First shot by Ellie O'Keefe, and got that one to go. Crowd's been a little tame to start things off, Derek.
Yeah, I thought I'd hear a bit more, a lot of noise here in this one.
Been kind of a passive crowd so far in this one. Second free throw, no good by O'Keefe, but offensive rebound for North. They'll reload the offense. Jaden Smith high out right. Got it to Lavoie, left side of the lane, bounce feed underneath, a beautiful bounce feed to Megan Staniford, but Staniford could not finish with the left hand. She threw it off the bottom of the rim. The other way for Memorial, a three ball, left side, off the mark for Lydia Palmier, offensive rebound Memorial. The throwback outside, though, nearly picked off by O'Keefe. It stays Memorial ball. Welch gets a feed underneath at the left block, and she'll score over Megan Staniford. It's 14-8, Memorial leads up by six. Ellie O'Keefe between the wheels for North, leaving it left side for Shepler. Shepler to the lane with the right hand, no off the back rim, got her own rebound, the putback with the left hand, dances on the rim, falls off, won't go, but she was fouled. And Adeline Shepler, the sophomore, averaging 13 points a game. We'll head to the line where she'll shoot two. That'll be a foul on Raina Welsh, her first team's third. Well, our coverage of high school basketball continues on Tuesday, January 9th. The Eau Claire Intra-City boys basketball matchup with Memorial facing North. Memorial versus North Tuesday, January 9th in boys basketball. Coverage begins at 7 right here with Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap. She ends up making one of the two free throws, does Adeline Shepler. It cuts the Memorial lead to 14-9. Memorial ball up by five. Pass, trying for an interior pass there for Memorial was Olivia Cooper from the right side. The ball, though, volleyball spiked out of bounds by Adeline Shepler. It'll stay Memorial ball. They'll throw it in from the far side. A lot of fouls early on this game, and neither team finding a rhythm from the floor. It's like a family trying to figure out what the conversation will be at the holiday dinner table and trying to poke their spots to make sure they don't insult anybody. Well, a running shot is going to go up and in this time and score for Memorial. They take a 16-9 lead as the bucket there by Rhea Shaw. North ball, they're down by seven. O'Keefe for three, top of the key. Ellie O'Keefe can't get it to go as that one's too strong off the back heel. Rebound to Memorial's Meredith Adams. Memorial ball, they lead by seven. This matches a game-high lead for them. Shaw darting into the lane, off the window with the left hand, hangs on the rim and falls off as the basket elf says no. North with it, off to our right. Lavoie, top of the key. Got it off to the baseline. Now back outside, Ellie O'Keefe for three, right wing, bottoms! Ellie O'Keefe for three, and it cuts the Memorial lead to 16-12. Well, that's a shot they desperately needed there, Derek.
Oh, you can bet they wanted that.
Memorial ball, now up by four, 9:40 to play. In the first half, open three from the left corner. Won't fall for Olivia Cooper for Memorial, but on the rebound, the ball goes out of bounds across the baseline and again stays Memorial ball. That's the third or fourth time in this game. North's had a chance for a defensive rebound only to have the dog get off the sled, if you will, unable to hold on to the ball and have it go across the baseline. That ball is slippery as a fruitcake that's been glazed in butter. Great feed off the inbounds pass by Meredith Adams. She found Jordan Pete at the left block, and Pete is able to score directly off the inbounds. So it's Memorial up 18-12, and now the other way. Since Hannah can't score for North from the left block, rebound for Memorial. Adams, left block with two defenders around her, is able to get a shot up. No, gets her own rebound. They wrestle for the basketball, and we're going to get a hell ball situation. Hell ball situation on the alternating possession arrow. It'll be North basketball, and a timeout's going to be taken by North. 9:05 to play in the first half. Memorial leads North by a score of 18-12 in the Crosstown Showdown. This is Eau Claire High School basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media at 93.5 The Tap.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Check out our full sports schedule by visiting echometownradio.com. Links to not only the upcoming games, but also audio and video highlights of prior games. That's at echometownradio.com. North basketball, they trail 18-12 here at home. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. North ball. Here's a three from the right side that goes for Ava O'Keefe. Ava's sister Ellie's had a big game so far, and now Ava gets involved. A three ball there for North, and the lead from Memorial is cut to 18-15, 8:30 to play in the first half, and now the ball thrown away by Memorial, and it's going to be North basketball, a chance for North to tie the game, Derek.
Oh, yeah, man, the O'Keefe sisters have contributed for 14 out of the 15 points for the Huskies in this one.
North basketball down by three, 18-15. Ellie O'Keefe high out of the left. Picks up the dribble, holds it, belly button high. Now baseball's a pass. Right side to her sister Ava. Ava drives to the free throw line. Left-handed jump shot. Grazes off the front rim and now rolls harmlessly out of bounds across the baseline. And Memorial gets a big defensive stand right there. Memorial built a big lead, but built a big lead based off of free throws and offensive rebounds, which isn't necessarily bad. But they have not found a rhythm from the floor necessarily. Underneath ball knocked away by Adeline Shepler for North. The ball will go out of bounds, and it's going to be North basketball. Shepler forced the turnover as she jumped in front of a pass, and the ball ended up careening out of bounds to her bench below our broadcast position, and it's going to be North basketball. North ball, Shepler, left-hand dribble into the lane, off the window, front rim, back rim, yes! And she's fouled! Adeline Shepler goes on through. She scores and took a whack in the process. And Shepler will go to the line looking to tie the game and seal up the three-point play. The foul, by the way, was on Raina Welsh. And for Brandon Fanning's big interior presence, that's her second foul. And she'll take a blow on the bench right now with those two fouls. So Shepler to the line, chance to tie it up. And the free throw's up, and the free throw is true. And Derek, the game just like that is all tied at 18-all.
Yeah, all of that, poof. It's now 18-18.
Memorial led by as much as seven early in this game. The other way, a foul underneath on North.
On the Huskies number two.
That'll be the sixth foul on North, first personal on Jaden Smith. Last non-shooting foul. Memorial ball underneath. Pump fake move by Jordan Pete. Goes up off the window. No offensive rebound. Adams pass into the right corner. A three on the way by Schroeder. That won't go. Another offensive rebound for Meredith Adams. And then Adams caught the ball. Thought there was going to be a foul. Was it a hell ball situation on the rebound? I think that might have been the case. Yeah, it was a hell ball situation. Stays Memorial ball, they'll inbound it. Here's Adams underneath, shot won't go. Gets another offensive rebound though. Outside Shaw for three, left wing. That's off the heel, no. And this time Shepler is there to close the door on that offensive possession for Memorial. They had five or six chances to ask for the date, but never actually were able to get the yes. However, North throws it away the other way, and it's Memorial ball down to our left. Memorial trying to break the 18 all tie. Pete underneath, pump fakes, now throws it to the top of the key, a three by Paul Meir. Front rim, no. Rebound, side of the lane, squirts off hands, tracked down along the far sideline by Ellie O'Keefe for North, running up along the far sideline. She tangles feet with Rhea Shaw of Memorial. They both go falling down in a foul on Shaw. That'll be her second and Memorial's fifth. 6:37 to play in the first half. 18-18 Memorial and North. The Crosstown Showdown, the first of two meetings between these teams this year. Both teams middle of the pack in the BRC. One game out of first though. Ellie O'Keefe driving in, now spits it back outside to Jaden Smith. O'Keefe, left sideline has it. Can't penetrate with the right hand. Got it off to Cortara Smith. Top of the key, a three. That's off the right side of the rim. No. Rebound Memorial. They've got a three on run. They'll leave it though to the right corner for Pede. She decelerates and Memorial sets up the offense. Pass here to Cora Graham. Graham trying to slice her way through from the right side. No, she got fouled. Got fouled though as she was trying to put up a shot. And Cora Graham will go to the line to shoot two. First personal foul on Cortara Smith of North, her team seventh, as the first free throw is up and in. For Cora Graham, that's her first points of the game. 19-18, Memorial lead, 6:08 to go in the first half. Second free throw on the way, and that one rattles on in. So Cora Graham gets both shots to go. She's got her first 2 points of the game. 20-18, Memorial leads. North tries to counter. North has never led in this game. High out to the left side. Here's Lavoie, works her way to the top of the key, reverses a pass to the left side to O'Keefe. O'Keefe a little between the leg dribble for Shaw. Now races on in with the right hand off the glass, no. Good defense by Jordan Pede, who never gave her a good look at the hoop there. Rebound Memorial trying to add to a 2-point lead. Pass into the right corner for Schroeder. Now to Pede, top of the key, tried to drive through, got denied on that penetration by Smith. Here's a chance now for Schroeder as she works her way underneath. That left-hand shot, though, glazes around the rim, will not drop, and the ball back to North. North ball down by two, a three by O'Keefe, left side. That's no good for Ellie O'Keefe. Rebound to Memorial. Up the four, Pede, a two-on-one, takes it herself. Nope, but she was fouled by the trailer, Ava O'Keefe. O'Keefe the foul, her team's eighth. But that'll send Jordan P to the line. Shooting a pair. Ava O'Keefe's first foul.
Well, that one, not much you can really do. Getting back, that's the best you can probably ask for. Maybe a good block is probably would be even better.
Yeah, Ava O'Keefe got bad there, and sometimes the foul's better. Make him earn it at the line. Pede makes the first free throw, but doesn't make the second. Offensive rebound, though, they're shorter, but the ball is ripped out of her hands right there. Like a toddler taking the last of the candy canes right from your lap. The other way for North, Haley of Lavoie. Caught underneath. Lavoie tries to get up a shot, will not go, but she got bailed out with a foul. So Haley Lavoie to the line to shoot two. With her team down 21-18. Foul, by the way, on Lydia Palmer, her first, as Haley Lavoie, the right-handed shot, misses the first free throw.
Returns to the hardwood for the Huskies.
I was about to say these would be some big free throws to make here if you're North, as the second one falls.
Haley Lavoie gets her first point of the game as she makes a second free throw. 2-point lead for Memorial. They have the ball. 4:45 to go until halftime. A travel on Memorial. That was Lydia Palmer who had that early burst to start off the game with 8 quick points. Here she tries to squirt her way through some traffic underneath and got called for the travel. Ball back to North. North down by two, a chance to tie or take the lead. Ellie O'Keefe can't penetrate. She got turned around the free throw line. Here's Haley Lavoie, high out right. Out to, this time, Ava O'Keefe at the top of the key. She'll hand it off to Hope Buschendorf. Ellie O'Keefe for three, left side, bottom. Ellie O'Keefe for three. And North has taken their first lead of the game at 22-21. Foul coming the other way on North. That'll send Memorial to the line, but Ellie O'Keefe averaging 17 points a game, and after a sluggish beginning to this game as she was looking to find a rhythm, Derek, she's finding that rhythm.
Oh yeah, she's got 14 points in, well, we still got 4 minutes left in the first half, so I can't say she's gotten 14 points in the first half.
Meanwhile, foul the other way, a 1-1 situation here. As a free throw on the way for Lydia Palmer, and Palmer makes the first. She'll get a second free throw. Foul, by the way, was on Ava O'Keefe. That's her second foul with 4:14 to go in the first half. Second free throw, rainbows on in and splashes into the Skittles pool for Lydia Palmer. She's got 10 points. And Memorial is back in front, 23-22. Ava O'Keefe, right side, floats a pass underneath the Hope Buschendorf, backing down a defender, turnaround shot, gets nothing but air and caught out of the air by Palmier from Memorial. Throws it up the floor to a running Cora Graham. Graham can't score on the layup, but the offensive rebound and the putback by Ashlyn Schroeder. Schroeder able to put it in the second time, and Memorial's lead is up to 25-22. Memorial getting an awful lot of two over points so far in this one.
Oh, you can bet on that.
Hey, nothing wrong with the occasional do-over there. Hey, you missed the anniversary with the wife or girlfriend or the boyfriend. Sometimes you need that do-over. Meanwhile, North throws the ball away in the front court. Coming the way from Memorial is Jordan Peed. Peed gets fouled as she tries to score on a layup. Are they going to give her the act of shooting? That should be, or no, they're just going to say the ball went out of bounds. It got raked out of her hands, out of bounds across the baseline, no foul. So Memorial will just trigger it in underneath the hoop. They attack down her left. 3:15 to go in the first half, 25-22 in favor of Memorial, and they have the ball here. Palmier, left-hand dribble side of the lane. Handing it off to Woodford. Woodford will leave it at the top of the key for Pete. Pete cannot get on through as she's walled off by Jaden Smith. Good job there by Jaden Smith. Like parents who make sure their kids don't wake up before Santa is finished delivering the presents. Pass along the baseline, caught by Palmier for Memorial, but she had her heel on the baseline, so she's out of bounds. And the ball turned back over to Memorial.
Well, when looking at this game, it's been a lot of free throws and second chances for Memorial.
Meanwhile, North is beginning to find a bit of a rhythm, especially Ellie O'Keefe scoring from the floor. Hope Buschendorf underneath, turnaround shot over. Ashlyn Schroeder will score. Hope Buschendorf, her first 2 points of the game. And North now down 25-24. Memorial's lead cut to one with 2:20 to go in the half. Woodford can't drive on through. Now here's a chance for Palmier. Nearly traveled, but he was able to dish a pass off to the right side for Woodford. Her shot over, rejected right in her face right there. Ah, ball humbug told to her by Buschendorf. Here's Lavoie, a three for North the other way. That won't go. Offensive rebound for North. Buschendorf, a long two from the left corner. That one hits off the left side of the rim, no good. Rebound Memorial as they seal off the defensive possession. Running the floor, Palmier scores with the left hand off the window. Gets knocked down to Ortukas and will go to the line to try to complete a three-point play. Buschendorf call for the foul. That's already her third foul of the ball game with just under 2 minutes to go in the half. Palmier, though, the hoop and the harm. She's got 12 and a chance to make this a three-point lead, three-point play. Her team is up by three. The left-hander's shot up towards the hoop, back rim, no offensive rebound, though, to Adams. Adams throws it back outside. Memorial will reload the offense. Here's Palmier, backing it out the top of the key. DePede, left side, tried to curl into the lane. Good defense on Hearn, however, by Cortara Smith. 90 seconds to go in the first half. Memorial leads by three. Here's a three by Pede, right corner. No, high rebound though to Adams. Outside, Palmier for three. That's no good off the front rim. Rebound again, however, for Memorial. Memorial keeps hammering away at the nail. Palmier, a runner in the lane with the left hand. No, rebound on the baseline. A hip check, ball goes out of bounds, and it's gonna be North ball. Palmier went hip to hip with North's Megan Staniford. Ball went out of bounds, and North is able to wipe their brows right there and finally get the ball back. We'll reach the final minute of the first half. North has the ball down by three, 27 to 24. Spinning move in the lane by Cortara Smith. She can't finish for North. Offensive rebound. The runner in the lane with the right hand. That won't fall for Adeline Sheffler. But then in the backcourt, Memorial got the ball back, but Olivia Cooper is called for the travel. 53 seconds to go in the first half. 27-24 in favor of Memorial. A young lad opposite of us wearing a Santa cap in the holiday spirit walking up the bleachers. Right where the student section would be in full throat most nights, but as we said before, the student body is split today between this and a boys hockey game. North ball, 40 seconds to go until halftime. LaVoy trying to churn her way underneath, can't, throws it outside, where a three ball's on the way by Cortara Smith. No, offensive rebound though by Sheffler. Off to O'Keefe, she can't score, but now another chance here for Sheffler, and Sheffler from the right block scores. North takes advantage of the offensive rebound that time. 1 point lead for Memorial. They've got the ball. 15 seconds until halftime. A three left side by Olivia Cooper. No. Offensive rebound, Adams. Adams has it ripped away. Here comes North. 7-6. They're down by one late in the first half. Underneath, Adeline Sheffler. Off pitch away. She'll score with the right hand. And that's how the first half will come to an end. Adeline Sheffler underneath. Oh, with a move as sweet as an elf's farts on Christmas Eve, was able to churn her way loose underneath and score with about 2 seconds until the buzzer. And North will take a 28-27 lead into the locker room. Well, after Memorial opened the game leading by 5 and by 7 points, North found a rhythm about halfway through, namely with Ellie O'Keefe, and then Adeline Sheffler got going as well for North. Derek, your thoughts so far?
Well, it's really been a rebound game. Whoever wins the rebound is, like, we've seen a lot of offensive rebounds from team. Whoever's going to win this game is going to have to lock down on defense for those rebounds.
Defensing rebounding will be a very key thing talked about, I think, in both of the locker rooms. Well, we are at halftime of this one. The Eau Claire North Huskies leading the Eau Claire Memorial Old Ames 28-27. We'll come back. We'll take a look at what's going on around high school basketball, not only in the Big Rivers Conference, but elsewhere. Plus, Derek will have stats and more for you, and then we'll have the second half. This is high school basketball, Eau Claire high school basketball, from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Yeah, there's definitely still a learning curve. And one of the things that I've liked is that the girls have embraced.
We've reached halftime at Eau Claire North High, North and Memorial. The Intra-City Girls Basketball Showdown will update you on what's happened in the first half. Derek will have stats for you and all of that coming up in a moment. But an opportunity for us to take a bigger look at what's going on around the Big Rivers Conference and elsewhere around the area. In girls basketball in the Big Rivers Conference, both Hudson and Menominee off to 3-0 starts in conference play. Now, North and Memorial right behind at 2-1. That's why this is such an important game. Yeah, it's only December, but this game counts every bit the same as games in January and February. Hudson and Menominee both at 3-0. North and Memorial right behind at 2-1. Rice Lakes' Eliana Shepley currently leading the BRC in scoring. Shepley averaging almost 30 points per game. Shepley, by the way, a Northern Iowa commit. Meanwhile, on the boys' side, Memorial and North, along with River Falls, are all at 3-0 in Big Rivers Conference play. Memorial's Cooper Jesperson averaging 25 points per game to lead the BRC in scoring so far. By the way, on the ice in hockey, both Memorial and North in the middle of the BRC standings as we hit the middle of December. Well, we'll come back when we do. We'll update you on what happened in the first half. Derek will have stats and all of that, and we'll have tip-off of the second half. North and Memorial girls basketball, the Intra-City Showdown continues right after this from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. DIT at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude.
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Well, we get ready for the second half of